I'm joined today by Rachel Gult, the Managing Director of Yacht Carbon Offset. Hi, Rachel, and welcome back to Riviera Radio. It's been a few months since you were last in the studio. Could you just remind our listeners about Yacht Carbon Offset services?
Hi, Sarah, and thank you very much for inviting me back. It's always a pleasure to be here. I hope that by now many of your listeners recognise the Yacht Carbon Offset brand. We've been operating since 2008 and are today working with hundreds of clients across the superyacht community. We also work with private individuals who want to offset their carbon footprint.
And can you tell us more about how you provide your carbon offset service?
Yeah, certainly. We start always by calculating the quantity of carbon emissions associated with a specified activity. For yachts, this is typically a fuel quantity, either the quantity of fuel bunkered or the fuel consumed for a specific charter. For many of our other clients, we calculate their corporate or private carbon footprint. To do this, we analyse flights, hotel stays and commutes, as well as power consumption. And as you know, we've been offsetting Riviera Radio's corporate carbon footprint since 2009. And on average, that's around 85 tonnes of carbon emissions each year.
Now, it's not uncommon for the term carbon offsetting to be associated with negative news stories. So how does Yacht Carbon Offset maintain its high quality service as well as its reputation?
That's a very fair question, Sarah. You're absolutely right. Carbon offsetting is not always seen positively, but done well, it really does make a difference. I would say that the selection of reputable carbon offset projects is paramount to us maintaining our high quality service and reputation. Our clients need to be confident that their carbon offset action really is making a positive environmental impact. Firstly, I look for projects that meet the rigorous standards of one of four international registries. Thereafter, we select projects located in island or coastal regions relevant to our yachting clients, and that also have a meaningful impact on the local communities. These projects are always based in developing countries and would never exist without the financial support of the carbon credit process. At the moment, we're supporting two wind projects in the Caribbean, a hydro project in the Côte d'Ivoire, and a solar project in Mauritius. We also have two mangrove projects in Kenya. But to provide our clients with extra confidence in our service quality, our process is certified to ISO 9001, by Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance, giving them full confidence in the validity and quality of our service.
So finally, what advice would you give to our listeners about their carbon footprint?
I think I would say that it's more crucial than ever that we all make a collective effort to reduce our carbon emissions. Many of our industry conferences are focused on this point and highlight excellent initiatives such as the use of biofuels or the conversion to electric or hybrid engines. The list is extensive, but of course these solutions often require significant capital investment and time. In the meantime, carbon offsetting is a perfect solution for taking immediate and effective action to counterbalance your environmental impact today. You can find out more by visiting our website, www.yachtcarbonoffset.com, where you can also find out more about our service, the quality, and as well thought leadership articles on carbon reduction.